Trump made an unscheduled stop at a UN climate summit today. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The president didn't stay long, ducking in for about 15 minutes well after the day-long conference began and did not speak. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, the UN special climate envoy, noticed.
Hopefully our discussions here will be useful for you when you formulate climate policy.
Drawing laughter from the room. Earlier, UN Chief Antonio Guterres pleaded with world leaders to stop talking about climate change and actually do something.
Nature is angry.
The UN summit came as climate activists blocked major intersections here in Washington, parking a sailboat at one site near the White House. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is dismissing any talk about impeachment by some Democrats over reports that he tried to pressure Ukraine's president to investigate leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. President Trump says the call was about corruption.
Was largely corruption, all of the corruption taking place, was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating to the corruption already in the Ukraine.
But his admission about the phone call is fueling calls for Democrats to launch impeachment proceedings in Congress. Kenyan officials say at least seven children have been killed after a classroom collapsed at a school in Nairobi. A government spokesperson says 57 students were taken to the hospital. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says he wants the United States to restart peace talks with the Afghan Taliban. Khan spoke at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, where he meets with President Trump on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. From Washington, this is VOA News. Meanwhile, dozens of people attending an Afghan wedding have been killed in a raid by the Afghan army on a nearby militant hideout. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
At least 35 people attending an Afghan wedding have been killed by the crossfire of a government raid on a nearby militant hideout. That's according to two officials in Helmand province. And it's the second major civilian disaster involving the Afghan and US campaign against militant groups in less than a week. The wedding guests were killed by explosions and gunfire. Authorities say the raid was on a training facility for Taliban suicide bombers. The Taliban said Afghan troops backed by US forces had carried out a night airstrike followed by ground clashes, and that 18 Afghan soldiers had died. Afghanistan's defense ministry said 22 Taliban members were killed and 14 others arrested.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Almost a week after Israel's election, the country is no closer to knowing who will be the next prime minister. Israel's president held 2 days of consultations with the heads of all of the parties to decide whether to task longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu or former Chief of Staff Benny Gantz with forming the government. After 2 days of consultations, 55 members of the 120-seat Knesset said they supported Netanyahu and 54 supported Gantz. The president has made it clear that he supports a unity government of Netanyahu and Gantz, with whichever smaller parties wish to join Netanyahu favors. Netanyahu favors this option as well. British tour company Thomas Cook has collapsed after failing to secure emergency funding, leaving tens of thousands of vacationers stranded abroad. AP's Karen Chamis reports.
150,000 British Thomas Cook customers are currently in vacation spots around the globe, and according to the British government, will be part of the largest repatriation effort in Britain's peacetime history. One holidaymaker waiting to board a Thomas Cook flight couldn't hide his disappointment.
We've been saving up for a year for this holiday, you know what I mean? And we've paid all our money, we've paid all the insurance, we've come here on a Gatwick flyer, we've had to pay that, so we're going to lose that money now, and we've got nothing left. It makes it, we're gutted, absolutely gutted.
The company, several months ago, had blamed a slowdown in bookings because of Brexit uncertainty for contributing to its crushing debt burden. Karen Chamas, London.
Indonesian authorities say at least 20 people were killed and dozens more injured as fresh unrest erupted in Indonesia's restive Papua region Monday. Some victims were burned to death in buildings set ablaze by protesters. Papua, on the western half of New Guinea Island, has been gripped by weeks of violent protests fueled by anger over racism. For all the latest news, whenever you want it, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA with all the latest hits right here.